been so long.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends. Welcome.
Welcome to another quarantine episode of I'm Horrified.
God, this is just dragging on, isn't it?
It's been longer than I thought, and it's going to go till like 2021.
I am concerned about, this is just the year that we do mini episodes. I mean, we may have to have a conversation at some point about, like, do we just start doing normal episodes again? Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, you haven't talked about that yet? It's been so long. To which I say, time is a flat circle.
100%.
Don't judge us. We're doing our best. So, also, a very happy I'm Horrified birthday to our lovely co-host. Your birthday was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Day before we recorded this. I'm not going to say when your birthday is because...
Yeah. I'll tell them my social security number. Let's get it out there.
And you live at 513. No. But you are now... an old lady, because you're
now
on the other side of 25.
I am no longer on my dad's insurance.
Oh, that sucks.
Which was, it was funny because I had to call the insurance company today just to be like, I need a letter from you saying I'm not with you anymore.
Yes.
So that I can get new insurance through my work, which I'm very lucky I can get. And she was like, okay, so our system is kind of slow. So it's still saying you're insured with us. You are not. Do not go to the doctor. I was like, oh.
Do not get injured under any circumstances.
She was like, but I can't give you the letter saying you're not insured because our system thinks you are. But again, you are not. I was like, okay.
That's not helpful at all.
You just let me know when I can have that letter. She was very nice. She sent me like a fancy email on the letterhead that was just like, she's not insured. And I was like, that'll work. Perfect.
That's good enough for now.
It'll be fine. But
I just feel like she is not insured in like gorgeous script.
It was beautiful. It
truly she is not insured.
This girl cannot break a bone right now. She is not insured.
It sounds like some kind of like feminist, like, you know, like call to act. Like she's fresh. She's flirty. She is not insured. We love to see it.
We love a risk taker. She's not a risk taker.
Proud of you. But anyway, what are we gathered here to talk about today, Samantha?
You guys, this is not in honor of my birthday, but it kind of feels like it is because it's summer now.
Mm-hmm.
And summer is the time for delicious, cold, sweet treats. So today we're going to talk about ice cream.
We're just going to talk about ice cream.
Let's talk about ice cream, baby.
We are going to follow the format that we've been using, which is a compare and contrast sort of dueling. So we're going to talk about our favorite ice cream flavor, our favorite ice cream truck flavor, which is very different.
Incredibly. Or
truck item, rather, not flavor.
Yes.
Our favorite soft serve flavor, which is really just chocolate, vanilla, or swirl.
I disagree, and I'll talk about it.
Oh, changing the game. And then we're going to talk about our favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Yes.
And then we'll see if there's any extra bonus rounds at the end. But let's start with just like, you're at an ice cream store.
Yes.
A standard New England ice cream store.
Absolutely.
There's a million flavors before you. What do you go for?
I personally, I like my ice cream to kind of, you know, be delicious, obviously, but I don't go crazy. I am a cookies and cream girl.
You're a cookies and cream girl.
I like the vanilla base. I like the fun of the Oreo cookie in there. But I think it's delicious. It gives me what I want. And that's usually my pick if I'm at a place. Or I'll do chocolate chip cookie dough. But lately I've been even more cookies and cream.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you. I'm a classic lady. How about you, Al?
Oh, me. I would say it kind of depends on my mood. But I'm a hot fudge girl.
Ooh.
Hot, boiling fudge. I just love fucking toppings.
Ooh.
And so what I'll usually do is get, I remember like at JP Licks, they have a flavor called sweet cream. And I'll get like a sweet cream ice cream and then be like, can you just fucking douse it in hot fudge? Like, that's what I really want. It's more of like a conduit for the toppings.
That's understandable.
Except in the case of soft serve, which we'll talk about later. So I usually go plain, or if I'm not getting any toppings, I'll get whatever like the weirdest chocolate concoction they have is. Like, and always if you're at like a New England ice cream store, they'll have some chocolate flavor that has to do with you like losing your mind. Like,
yeah.
Major chocolate extreme fuck me up. Like, that's what it's called. And
cocoa crazy town.
Yeah, exactly. And so you got to go for that if you're there, because that's just, they just pack it full of shit. There's like brownie batter in there. There's like cookies in there. There's like, you never know what you're going to find. So that's what I go for.
When I go to a Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh, Cold Stone.
Which is when they kind of make whatever you want right in front of you. They like get like the base ice cream and everything you want in there, and mm-hmm. they like, are mixing it up right in front of you. I do
love using those like the instruments. They're just going. Love it.
Yes, it's this motion. I do like to put like a full couple of Reese's cups in my ice cream.
Ooh,
that's a pleasure. But only at Cold Stone's Creamery would I do that because of the way they mix it in.
They're incorporating it.
Yes.
Wow, that is innovation that excites. but all right, now Sam, you're at a beach or maybe a lakefront, and you hear a twinkle in the air. Your ears hear a little twinkle.
What could it be?
And what does it sound like? Da 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 da. Ice cream truck.
Oh my god!
It's here. The ice cream truck is here. The primal, like, everyone has, like, this primal reaction of, like, fuck yeah, it's the ice cream truck, it's here, where's my mom? I don't care who you are. I don't care, like, if you have a mom. Your whole body is just like, I need to go ask my mom for $3.
Yeah, you're screaming at anyone to give you a $5 bill.
At any mother to just give you a $5 bill so you can go to the ice cream truck. My brother and I used to have a system where Pat would run after the truck to get them to stop, mm-hmm. and I would run to my mom to get her to give us the cash.
Nice.
And that played into both of our strengths. He was fast, and I was conniving, so I was able to get the money out of her. So you're in front of this ice cream truck, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Many different treats before you. What do you choose?
If they have it, which they don't always, but always my favorite was the Tweety Bird. It was like her big,
that's a great option.
Tweety head. It was like bright yellow. The flavors were like orange and cherry or something. Usually her eyes were gumballs.
Always her eyes were gumballs.
Yeah. So if I could get a Tweety Bird, fuck me up. Also, sometimes they'd have bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls. I'd also love that. But yeah, at an ice cream truck, I almost always went for like the fruity ice cream. I wasn't like a Choco Taco or like anything.
Like the sort of Magnum bars.
Yeah, that wasn't, even like a Chipwich, that wasn't my style. I went straight for like, give me a cartoon character.
Right.
Who tastes like sugar.
Something that tastes like jelly beans.
Yes, that's what I want. Pool, public poolside.
Right, absolutely. I think also this is interchangeable with the pool, Snack Shack. They have a similar offerings, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Sam, I think you're absolutely right. That was one of my go-tos. I had one other go-to, which was the strawberry shortcake.
Ooh.
Which was like the strawberry, I don't know how many people remember this, but it was like this vanilla and strawberry ice cream bar with like a little stick, and it was coated in like little cakey pieces. It was very good.
That sounds
and then as a teen, in my more mature years, I think I went more for the Chipwiches, like the Chipwiches. I think Chipwiches became a thing during our youth. Is that wrong?
I'm not sure.
I feel like the Chipwich hit the stage when I was like 13, and then it was a big to do. That could be totally wrong.
I'm not sure. It feels right.
Maybe that's just when it came into my consciousness. But yeah, I mean. Honestly, I love the strawberry shortcake thing, but I think Tweety Bird is the way to go.
Tweety Bird.
Then at the end, you get a gumball or two gumballs.
Yep.
And it's like extra.
And they were
treats.
Always disgusting. Like it was. The
oh
worst
my god!
Gumball.
It's disgusting. It made you want to vomit chewing into it, especially after eating a whole ice cream. Like after I eat a whole ice cream, I'm like, you know what I want to eat? Shitty gumballs. I want to chew on that for the next 45 minutes and then spit it into the lake because I'm five. Well, that's a fun memory. All right, soft serve. Soft serve. What do you think, soft serve?
All right, so as when I was growing up, when I was a child, I'm going to take you back to upstate New York.
Let's go back.
In the early 2000s, there was a very little ice cream stand that was well-renowned in my hometown. It was called Rainbow Delights.
Rainbow Delights.
Yes, and it was like a D lights.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Rainbow Delights.
Ooh, that's a great name. But they would do a special flavor of the week every week. It would be like a soft serve flavor, and it would say in the newspaper. So you'd like
check. What? They had more than just the vanilla, chocolate, and mix?
Yes, you would look in the newspaper to see like what the special flavor was going to be that week. So like my dad's favorite was always when they'd have black cherry, he'd be like, we're going to Rainbow Delights. It's a black cherry week. But my favorite that they would have in soft serve occasionally was orange sherbet. It was delicious. It was like eating a dreamsicle, especially if you got it in a twist with vanilla. It was so good. Citrusy, but still like sweet and delicious. When I go to soft serve places, if I see that they have some kind of orange sherbet option for me, I'm fucking there. Like, it just takes me right back.
Disney World has something that's very, very similar. Not Dole Whip.
But
orange swirl. It's basically like it's like an orange concentrate sherbet that they do in a mix with vanilla ice cream.
Where can I get it in Disney World?
In Disney World, you can get it at Aloha Isle Refreshments.
Ooh.
You can get it, I think, anywhere in Adventureland. I'll show it to you. I believe the next time you're going to Disney World, it'll be with me. So
I believe that's true.
So I'll just bring you right to the door.
Absolutely.
But yes, I think we can put that in your future. Or you could just go home, I guess.
I'd rather go to Disney World.
Yeah, me too. You can always go back to Disney World again.
For you?
So I don't think about soft serve as anything other than vanilla chocolate and swirl. Mm-hmm. Now, I am remembering I went to this fancy restaurant and they had like homemade soft serve as part of their desserts. And they had a cherry, not a black cherry, but just like a very natural tasting cherry soft serve. Mm-hmm. And that blew my goddamn face off. They served it with churros, with their homemade churros.
Ooh.
Very, very good. So that was a delicious experience, but no. The truest soft serve to me is from a little hometown shop called Carvel. Now, I don't know how many of you have had Carvel. I don't know where it's a chain. It is not around here. It's not around here at all. Both of my parents are from New York. They're from Long Island. My partner is also from Long Island. Carvels abound on Long Island. And so whenever we would go to my grandmother's house, we would get Carvel soft serve. I think for me, it's not about the flavor. It's about the fact that it fucking has to be from Carvel.
Mm.
Carvel brings this food science to an art form.
Yeah.
It's like eating a cloud. It's like what marshmallow fluff always needed to be. Like, it's like the texture of softness. It's like softness if you could eat the word soft. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a poetic experience. It's a sexual experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legendary experience. I don't have all the words to describe it.
I mean, like, all you need to know about Carvel is it is home of the world's most famous ice cream whale.
It's home of the world's most famous ice cream whale, Sam, you're right. Sam and I, when we were there at my grandmother's house, she has since passed, but we still have her house there because it's in a beautiful part of Long Island. We got a Fudgy the Whale for us and our friends, and this was many years ago. But it was advertised as America's most famous ice cream whale.
It is.
As if there was some kind of competition that people were aware of.
I Googled it later to be like, is there a different?
Is there another?
No.
No, they just like, want you to know. They just want you to know. Like, I would have been more like, oh, all right, if they were like America's most favorite whale. Like, are their most famous whale.
Yeah, because fuck. Because
then at least I would have been like, well, Shamu, right? And maybe that's, like, the world's most famous whale and, like, America's most famous whale is Fudgy the Whale. Buddy the Whale, also delicious, but it's not soft serve. I'd say, yeah, it's not about the flavor for me. It's about the goddamn geography. And I hope that everyone listening to this gets to enjoy Carvel at least once in their life. I really hope that for you. I want that for you.
I hope that too.
And I think I'd probably go with vanilla with rainbow sprinkles.
You gotta love a vanilla soft serve just like dipped in rainbow sprinkles.
Like you can't even see it. Like you can't even see the ice cream.
No.
You don't want to see it. I don't want to eat ice cream until I get a full face full of sprinkles first. Absolutely.
Did you ever do the chocolate dip?
Oh, like a Dairy Queen?
Yeah, they did it at Rainbow Delights too.
So oh, did they?
Yes.
I never got the chocolate dip. I got the shell once from Dairy Queen, and I did not like it.
Interesting.
And then my dad
a little softer than.
And then my dad had to trade ice creams with me because he had something good. And he just like, and I, happy Father's Day, Dad. He just, this is fatherhood. It's like, he just took, like looked at his thing that was going to be delicious and just like handed it to me and was like, I'll eat that. That's fine. Which is true fatherhood, everyone. That's the beauty of parenting, right? But yeah, so Sweet Carvel. And then, okay, what else were we going to talk about? Ben and Jerry's?
I think our final one was one the most famous ice cream duo of all time, I would say. Other than perhaps Häagen and Dazs.
Yes. Which I think is a made up name.
Has got to be Ben and Jerry. I don't know if anyone's been to the Ben and Jerry factory up here.
The flavor graveyard that's in Vermont. I've never been. I'm just familiar with it.
It's really fun, actually. It's very
progressive
fun.
Icons. Like, yes. They really don't pull any fucking punches when it comes to supporting, like, Black Lives Matter and, like, 100%. Truly progressive ideology. So it's a brand you can support for sure.
Yeah. You can feel good about eating your Ben and Jerry's, but there's so many options. Allie, what would you say is the best Ben and Jerry's flavor for you?
All right. My favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor. And no. The best Ben and Jerry's flavor. And Jordan Peele recently tweeted about this, actually. So thank goodness. I have some celebrity endorsement. Everyone always shits on it. Everyone's always like, that's nothing. Like, that's not even that good. I am here to talk to you sheeple about Cherry Garcia. Cherry Garcia ice cream. It is so good. It's so good. It's got this natural, and again, like, I'm actually not, absolutely no offense to your father, John Buntich, but I am not a fan of black cherry. I feel like black cherry is, like, usually very, like, overly sweet, and usually it's, like, in soda and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I love cherries, but I, like, love, like, a natural cherry flavor, or even, like, an unnatural but more maraschino cherry flavor than a black cherry flavor. Mm-hmm. So, this has whole fucking cherries in it. Whole fucking cherries, and then hunks of dark chocolate, and then this, like, lightly sweet, delicate, vanilla-y, cherry-y masterpiece of an ice cream base. It is refreshing, but it's satisfying. It's, like, chocolatey without being too chocolatey. It's a symphony. Mm-hmm. It is also a sexual experience, Absolutely. As Carvel is. It's just so delicious. And everyone's always like, ew, like, that's not even a flavor. And I'm like, okay, just because I don't need my senses to be whacked over the head by, like, fish food or something, doesn't mean that you can disrespect Cherry Garcia that way.
100%.
So that's my truth. And Sam, what about you?
For me, it's got to be a flavor that's kind of on the newer end for them. Not that new, but, like, newer. And it's Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream. So this was a flavor that was like a tie-in when he got the Colbert Report. So I remember when it happened. I don't know if you remember this, Al, but it was like...
I remember it. I remember Jimmy Fallon has a flavor too.
He does have a flavor now. I don't know if I've tried that one. But Americone Dream is vanilla ice cream with fudge-covered waffle cone pieces and a caramel swirl. So you get like the sweetness of the chocolate. You get the caramel as like kind of a salty counterpoint. And you get the crunch of the waffle cone.
Yeah.
So it's really an experience all in one bite. It's really, really good.
That crunch really makes it.
That really does.
It's integral. Not usually to an ice cream experience. No. Too. Like, you know, I love a crunchy sweet.
Yes.
But Crunchy Sweet also sounds like a pretty good drag name.
Well, Sage, Crunchy Sweet. Crunchy Sweet.
But I think that's a very admirable decision, Sam.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I remember the first time I bought it, it was literally just because I liked the Colbert Report that I was like, I'll buy his ice cream. And then I ate it and I was like, this is delicious. Fucking delicious.
That's amazing.
And then the other thing I go for now, they sell, Ben & Jerry's now sells, they call them like slices, but it's like their ice cream with like a chocolate coating and you can eat it like an ice cream sandwich. So I buy those that are chocolate chip cookie dough flavor, and it's like a little ice cream sandwich of Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough and a chocolate outer casing.
I think it's because it's like as if they took a pint, put it on its side, and put a slice out of it.
Yes.
I don't think that's what they do.
I don't know that that is true.
I don't know, I guess. I'll have to visit Vermont. Oh, I love Ben and Jerry's. I think I have some Jerry Garcia in the freezer. I always have it. I like if you come to my house and you want some Jerry Garcia, like I will hook you up.
There's some in there.
There's some in there at all times. Yeah. All right, Sam, lightning round.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a lightning round. Chocolate or rainbow sprinkles?
Rainbow, absolutely.
Cup or a cone?
Ooh. As I've aged, cone or cup because it's just easier.
Easier. Okay. Yeah. Hot fudge or caramel?
Ooh, it depends on the flavor of the ice cream, but I'm going to go hot fudge.
That's the right answer no matter what, in my opinion. Ultimate topping. That's not sprinkles.
Yeah, if I'm at some place that I can get extravagant, I do like a mini Reese's cup or some Heath bars that are like crunched up.
Ooh, Heath bars.
They're like toffee-y. Yeah, those are
good. I love that for you.
Thank you so much.
See, to me, I always say maraschino cherries, and people are like, that's not a topping. That's just one cherry on top, the cherry on top. And I'm like, it's not my fault that you're ignorant and you are living inside of a fucking box. I remember one day, I think I've talked about this on the show before. I remember there was one day, I was having a terrible day. I was really, really upset about something. I have no idea. I don't remember what it was because this experience eclipsed that by far.
Oh, yes.
Chris, my loving partner, took me to go get ice cream at JP Licks in Brookline, which I think you've been to, Samantha. And I said, I was like, I said, can I please have vanilla ice cream with hot fudge? I think it was like a small vanilla ice cream with the amount of hot fudge you would put on a medium. And I think I said jokingly, like as many maraschino cherries as you could fit on there. Haha. This woman took at least 5 full minutes to get with the spoon as many maraschino cherries as she could possibly pack onto the top. And like, she wasn't kidding around. She was just like, oh, okay. Like, and just packed them on like the sprinkles. If you just dip it into the sprinkle, like it was completely covered in maraschino cherries. And then she handed it to me. And I was just like, thank you so much. Like she had no idea how much I needed that.
Yes.
That memory lives in my heart. It lives in my heart when I think about, like, you know, are there still good people out there? Is America doomed? Is America still the home of the free and the home of the brave? Wait, the land of the free and the home of the brave, like the home of the brave and the free? You know, is life worth living? Is society worth keeping from crumbling? Yes. The answer to all of that is yes, because of this woman for me.
Yes, 100%.
It was a beautiful experience.
I love her. She was a hero when no one else would be.
She was. Did she ever know that she was my hero? I told her. I was openly weeping and thanking her and just being like, I had such a bad day. And then Chris was like ferrying me aside, like, please just let me pay for this so I can get us out of here. All right, that's the end of lightning rounds.
Okay. What are your answers for all those things?
Oh, rainbow cup. I'm a
cup. It's easier.
I'm a logistical woman. Maraschino cherries. Did I miss one?
I think so.
Oh, hot fudge, obviously.
And hot fudge, yep.
Seems
like we're pretty compatible, you and I.
We're pretty compatible. We should go on an ice cream date.
Oh.
That would be so nice. Do you remember ice cream dates?
Do you remember going out?
Do you remember food outside? I don't.
Remember dates?
This was a hoot and a holler. I had so much fun.
Please tweet at us your favorite ice creams. I would love to know that.
Please tweet at us your favorite ice cream flavor. And I think this was also brought up by the fact that Boston's having a heat wave right now.
Mm-hmm.
So even talking about ice cream kind of brings my temperature down, which is good.
I do. I feel much better.
I feel better. I will also put in a little plug. We recently released our episode concerning Black Lives Matter and supporting the fight that our country is currently in to stop the oppression of Black Americans. If you haven't listened to it yet, please do. We really ask that you do. And we have a lot of resources there for you and a lot of actions you can take that we are taking ourselves. And yeah, that would mean a lot to us if you could listen to that episode or watch that episode on our YouTube. And we love you all. We love you all deeply. And we hope you're well.
Be well, guys. Bye.
Be well, everyone.
Yeah. I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production. Recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin, in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at I'mHorrifiedPodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at I'mHorrifiedPodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicast, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/I'm Horrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.